Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Most banned network in the world.
As most of us have feared, the lockdowns are coming back. Federal officials from the TSA and from the U.S. Border Patrol have contacted InfoWars and revealed that the Biden administration is now setting the stage for full COVID lockdowns. The whistleblowers told us that they will begin in mid-September, with incremental restrictions such as masking TSA employees, and then masking other government employees, and then masking non-government workers, and then masking everyone. Fires and floods are everywhere, and our billionaire ruling class are now being very open about their plans to lock us all down again in order to save humanity.
One thing that maybe surprised you most, something you learned the last year?
Well, I learned that people don't know as much as they think they know, but the biggest thing you learn is that a pandemic was bound to occur, and this isn't the worst one that's imaginable at all. The society has a terrible time preparing for things that are remote, that are possible, and will occur sooner or later. There'll be another pandemic. We know that. We know there's a nuclear, chemical, biological, and now cyber threat. And we know, you know, it has, each one of those has terrible possibilities, and we do some things about it, but it's just not something that society seems particularly capable and fully coming to grips with. The cyber threat, you know, that we've just started, look at the damage that's already been done.
The mask mandates are coming back. The lockdowns are returning. Will you comply? Or will you stand together against this decrepit old tyranny that seeks to rule over us all? Now is the time to make that decision. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to ReeseReport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday night.
We are live August 20th, 2023. We have major updates on the plan we discovered to bring back COVID restrictions. That's now the top story in the country. We'll be right back on Alex Jones.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live. It's Sunday, August 20th, 2023. I want to thank the great crew for being here. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning in and sharing the links from InfoWars.com/show, where they can find not just my forbidden attack broadcast, but all the other great InfoWars transmissions. Okay, so I learned on Thursday from a TSA source that I know personally, who's high up, that they told them starting the middle of next month, you're going to wear a mask again because of the new variant out of Canada, and that we expect to make all the travelers wear a mask again, and that Biden's going to give an order in the middle of October, and then just try to bring the restrictions into next year. And I called other federal sources and confirmed with another one that indeed the Border Patrol, they've been told get ready. Now, the story became the number one story, hands down, top of Twitter everywhere, 30 million views just on Twitter alone, just absolutely insane, the clips from Friday's show. And it caused a huge, big online firestorm, and the mainstream media misrepresented what I said. I said they intend to bring these back, or at least they're telling the feds that, and we can stand against it and say no. That's why the last lockdowns got ended worldwide. So it's not a foregone conclusion, but I was told that. Now, I came on the air at 11 a.m. on Friday and began talking about it, and people picked up the broadcast. They know I don't make stuff up, and they were taking it serious. It got a lot of traction, which is good, so we can get ahead of this and not let them just incrementally roll it out like they did 3.5 years ago. And we know with the election coming up next year, they want to do mail-in ballots again. And then something very interesting happened at 5 o'clock on the nightly news, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the local national news across the country, the local news, the national news, all of it, said, oh my gosh, COVID cases way up, big problems, experts recommend masks again. You know, we may have to go back to the COVID restrictions of a few years ago. Because of it, it's the worst ever. The UN's looking at doing something about it. But don't worry, they just so happened to have just made a new Pfizer Moderna mRNA shot for the new variant that comes out middle of September. And then everybody in the entire populist common sense sphere, that's the dominant, most popular shows, across the board went, whoa. So the internet exploded with taking clips of what I said in the morning, with clips that were said in the afternoon, and people pointed it out that it wasn't being said the day before. So I happened to catch them literally right before they launched their new propaganda campaign. Well, that's obvious. They're going to tell the TSA and Border Patrol a few days before. So they told senior managers on Tuesday this was coming. They haven't even told TSA yet, I was told.
Border Patrol, I know some senior people. They're like, yeah, we were told Wednesday to get ready for it. We'll get guidelines the next few weeks, middle of September. Yeah. And so I went with it because it's extremely credible. And look, I get tons of tips from really credible people like, well, we're told the Russians are going to invade. They'll invade by late February. I was told that in October. I got it from one credible source. I talked to two more credible sources. And then I just so happened to go visit some family who's got a son that is on Army Special Operations. And they said, well, he doesn't tell us, but we know he's really in Ukraine. He's not in Poland. And they're told Putin's going in by the end of February. So it was not me looking into a crystal ball, the great Karnak, with late night TV shows like Jimmy Carson. I've made the call. I said, I've got sources. They say they think Putin's going in. When the Russians said they weren't going in, I went on air and I said, the State Department's telling the truth this time. They are going in. And remember, the State Department official got attacked by Reuters and AP reporters saying, you're Alex Jones. You're claiming the Russians are going to stage a false flag to go into Ukraine. And they're like, watch, he is going in. Because they got the chatter, folks. They knew. The Russians were massing troops. They weren't playing games. They told NATO, if you keep trying to bring them in, we're going to invade. And they've got to invade and have at least a month before the ground unfreezes. Because it's a giant, black soil. It's the best soil in the world. 10 feet deep. And the tanks can't roll across that after March. So they got to have a month to invade. You got to go by late February. He invaded on February 24th. So it's the same thing here. I mean, I just tell you what I know. It's like a week before they indicted Trump. I have courthouse sources. I'm not going to get into the specifics of it. We have a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers and a lot of people. And they were there and saw the head of security in a meeting saying they're going to indict him. And it'll be next Tuesday or Wednesday. And he'll be arraigned a few days later. It happened exactly like I said, because it was exactly the source. Now, they could have decided to not indict him on that Tuesday and not arraign him on Thursday. But what we got from eyewitnesses that saw the head of that D.C. courthouse say, I told you that. Now, that's not as big a story, obviously, as new lockdowns. And I'm not saying they're going to get away with it. But on my children, this has been told to me directly by these folks. In an attempt to stop it happening again, we're warning you, you can bet your bottom dollar that this happened. Now, it doesn't mean if there's pressure or Congress hears about it, and there's already U.S. senators getting upset about this, that we can't let Biden and Obama, that controls even the deep state, know, hey, we're not going to go along with this. So that's why we're talking about this and why I stuck my neck out, because I said on the show that right when I covered it, I said, if we're successful and stop this, they'll say, well, he's not always right. See, they didn't do it. That's fine, because that's not what I said. I said they're going to try it. They've already told federal people get ready. Clearly, they're thinking about trying it. Now, I wasn't sure they'd still try it, but they already had it pre-programmed and ready days after the feds were told for a complete rollout on the public. Because the feds are at the Border Patrol and ICE and the military and the TSA, they're going to ask, well, why weren't we told if it breaks on Friday afternoon? And they're going to be like, why weren't we told? Well, they were told before. And then now I've got literally dozens of newscasts saying the same script. And you've seen how people take compilations of the vaccine propaganda and other things and shown how ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, doesn't matter. It's all the same script, the same words, the same propaganda. Somebody needs to do this with the propaganda of Friday afternoon, Saturday, and today. Because now it's everywhere. It's in the local newspaper. It's on all the local TV stations. Oh, my gosh, deadly virus, worse, terrible. Major hospitalizations happening. No one knows why there's so many deaths. They think it's COVID. We've got to have a new vaccine. And Jiminy Crickets, they just so have one ready that's coming out September 15th. Nailing the date I was told. The new shot rolls out. The TSA puts the mask back on. The airport workers put them back on. And then as soon as that dropped, the headlines rolled. New York announces all the hospitals to make everyone wear masks starting next week. So you didn't have to wait for a few weeks or a month to see if I was right about this. You've seen it in real time happening. So I'm going to talk about this some when we come back, but I want to give you the big news. What's this really connected to and how this is working? Because they didn't have the big deaths in 2000, so they called all flu illness and death. Remember, there's like zero flu all over the world. It was COVID, they claimed. This time, they've got record deaths, and I have mainstream news in the U.S., Canada, and in the U.K., and in Germany, all reporting record deaths, and they say, we don't know why all these people are dying. Well, the hell you don't. You know exactly what's going on. So all these deaths start up, and then they say, oh, it's the new COVID when it's the people that have taken the shot, and we have the studies on it. So we got a good chance of beating this, folks. We're not going to be caught flat-footed this time. We got to take this very serious. So however you're tuned in right now, on radio, on TV, on Internet, tell everybody else you know, tune in now to Infowars.com/show, because we are taking the globalist on, but we can't do it without you. And great job spreading the word Friday.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Work together, my friends, we can stop the new rollout of lockdowns. The UN has said they want new lockdowns just a few months ago. On Wednesday, the Russian government came out and released a list of U.S. bioweapon labs in Ukraine that are confirmed to be bioweapon labs now by the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Victoria Nuland. And they said, we believe the West to bring in COVID lockdowns again is preparing to release a new virus. And I said, I don't know if that's the plan. That was on Wednesday. Then I get the call. I confirm that the feds, high level, are being told this is coming back out. Then 5-6 hours later, they roll out a PR campaign they already had pre-programmed saying, indeed, that's the case. We're going to go through some of those clips and cover those news articles. But two big things here. This is not an entertainment show. This is not where your spectators, you know, drinking Bud Light, eating popcorn, watch a baseball game or basketball game. This is the real world, and you got excited, you got upset about this on the Friday show, and you made sure our article and our videos and our reports went out everywhere. And when I say 30 million people watched at least 30 minutes of my show, that's the numbers we've collated, is 30 million, just where I spot-checked the different platforms. And one on Instagram had 16 million views before they took it down, so it's really higher than that. There's at least 15 million views on Twitter right now. One has 7.5 million views. We're talking not just a 5-minute clip. We're talking 30-minute clips where I had time to really lay all this out to people. And that's what they don't like, is when I can get a full communication out to people and show them what I was actually getting into, not just something out of context. So everybody needs to go to Infowars.com/show. We don't normally have technical issues with so much traffic coming to the site right now. It's locked up. It's still working. But we can't post new articles the last 5 hours, and we can't get show headlines up for you to share, but you can still go to Infowars.com/show and share that link. Because when you get excited and you get focused and you take action, instead of reacting to the globalists like we're in the bleachers, you can be on the field politically, culturally, spiritually, economically, and we can beat them. And we're not going to let them launch mask on our kids again and not letting people see their families in the hospital and killing them with ventilators and blocking therapeutics and pushing poison shots without us in the streets in opposition. And I'm going to be protesting. I'm going to be bullhorning. I'm going to be calling for rallies all across the country ahead of this if they continue the rollout exactly as I was told they would do it. I told you mid-September they're going to announce the hysteria. And I didn't even know they had the new variant shot ready. They didn't announce it till Friday night. People are like, whoa, he said September 15th, and they just announced September 15th. So this is a big deal. Now, I got a big guest coming on who's on the ground in Lahaina, Maui. It's worse than we thought. And we got Sunday Night Live with Harrison Smith coming up. Or is it Owen tonight? I'm not sure. 6 p.m. Central. It's Owen Schroyer. But then on my show tomorrow, we're going to be opening the phones up, and I'm going to ask Harrison to do this too, for TSA workers, for Border Patrol, for ICE people, for hospital staff, hospital administrators, to call in with what they're hearing. Because I have the stacks of news. I'm going to show them to you here next segment. Where hospitals Friday announced, hey, New York, we're going back to masks next week. And I've got it all here. So let me tell you, what I was told by the Border Patrol and by the TSA happened. I was talking to a very respected talk show host this morning, and he said, look, I believe, Alex, that you were told this, but it's hard to believe they're going to try it again. Do you think these people are planning disinfo on you? I've known this person that works at the TSA for a long time. I'll leave it at that, more than a decade. And they've only given me a few pieces of info. I just know them through family connections. I'm going to leave it at that. They just wanted me to know they're upset about it. The Border Patrol connection I've known about 4 years, great person, dead on. I called them. They said, yeah, we were told similar things. So they're being told this. Does that mean they're going to do it? I don't know. We're going to try to stop it together. The future's uncertain. We don't just sit here and respond to what the globalists do like jellyfish. We have arms and legs and brains and bones and guts and souls. And we don't have to sit here and let them, oh, it's scary, oh, wear the mask again, oh, they're canceling public events, oh, the kids got to wear them again, oh, there's a new shot, oh, you got to show your vaccine passport to get into Walmart. And whether it's Whole Foods or these other big stores, they're all this month putting hand scanners in to be able to get in and even use the place, not just buy. And major chains, major fast food chains announce they're about to make you scan to buy and sell. And this is all about the cashless society. It's all about the control grid. So this is their agenda. They want to change the situation from Fauci and criminal referrals by the Senate for gain of function and all the lawsuits against the EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan Lab and all the lawsuits against Bill Gates and everything that's coming out. They want to change the subject going into next year and have mail-in ballots in swing states. A lot of people say, well, red states will never put up with this. A lot of red states did, like Texas for a while. But yes, I don't think we'll have 60% compliance like we had last time. I think it'll be 20 or 30. But that's in the key swing states for the mail-in ballots that allows them this fraud and how they win. So, here's the ace in the hole. Tomorrow, I'm going to start the show, and I'm going to open it up just for callers that are medical workers, TSA, state workers, health department workers, anyone that has witnessed what we're talking about, or if you've not heard it, we don't screen your calls, just tell us who you are. But then, if you want, we've done this many times, after you're a caller, give us your name and number, and then all we need to do is in a FaceTime, so there's no record of it here, or on a Zoom, we will look at your ID, we will confirm who you are, and then we'll use you as a whistleblower for another big story. And I have a sneaking suspicion. In fact, I know what's going to happen tomorrow because I have the articles where it's already happening. I don't need you to, I want you to call in. I thank you for calling in. I don't need you to tell us because we already have them saying hospitals are going back to masks. We already have all this. But people need to hear from you so we know what areas it's happening so we can build a mental map of what's going down and track this. Because this will starve the third world to death. It'll wreck the economy here. It'll explode crime, depression, suicide, hurts our children, the mask, the bacterial pneumonia, all of it, and all the new poison shots. But the key, when we come back, is I have the BBC. In fact, I forgot to print that one, guys. Print the BBC headline, unexplained deaths, record deaths, BBC. I have CBC. I have the German news. I have the U.S. news. I have them all. The British news, all reporting on record-level deaths, according to the insurance actuaries. And they say, we don't know why it's happening. And why is this important? Because they're going to, and they already are, attributing it to COVID, even though it's mainly the people that have taken the shots that are getting sick and dying. So I'll explain how it all works. We've really got their number when we come back. But this is life and death stuff. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, my show starts. And I never tell the shows what to cover because I hire people. I respect them. They do a great job. But I'm going to call Harrison Smith when I get off tonight. I'm going to say, Harrison, I don't care what guests you got tomorrow. Scrap them. I want 3 hours American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, taking calls on the HUMET, the human intelligence of the people, what they're seeing and hearing. I'll do the same thing, and then Owen will tomorrow. This is going to be big.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% clear to all the viewers and all the listeners that tuned in Friday and took action. We broke this major story about Biden and the globalist plan to roll out new lockdowns incrementally, starting with masks, and then from there, the attempts to force injections again. It's not just that we've had over 30 million views in my report, conservatively, Friday, and that it's the number one story out there. Drudge, you name it. It's that everywhere the feeds are filled with people remembering folks getting tasered or beat up for not wearing masks in the U.S., Australia, Germany, you name it, Canada. Horses running over men, women, and children. Truckers being arrested for protesting 2 years of lockdowns in Canada. People are remembering the abuse they went through and what the deep state did. And saying, not only are we not going to put up the new lockdowns and your new tyranny,
We are going to make sure you get prosecuted, and any politicians that support an attempt at this new rollout of tyranny are going to be removed from office. So folks are doing a splendid job, and I've told my crew and I've told my other host, we need to go maximum coverage of this. Because I didn't know when I learned this Thursday and I reported Friday that they would launch it that afternoon with all the propaganda that, oh, it's a deadly variant, we may need masks again and lockdowns, and just BBC and AP and Reuters and New York Times. I mean, I don't want to subject you to all these newscasts. You can turn on any television and see them. But I have dozens of articles and dozens of clips of them in the last 2 days. So what my sources told me is already confirmed. They're trying. People are like, but it's unpopular. It's insane. They've been discredited. My wife went to the grocery store this morning, and she came back. She said, oh, my gosh, a third of the people were wearing masks. You might see one person when you went to a crowded grocery store in Texas, in Austin, before this, in the last 6 months, a year. She said, no, it was masks everywhere. The propaganda has been flipped on like a light switch. Remember who ran the propaganda? The defense ministries of all the major Western governments took the orders from the UN. I played the clips. Played them again last week. Where the UN ran big tech and our government and military response. The UN isn't coming in blue helmets, folks. They're in control of the federal response. Does that mean the average federal officer or agent is our enemy? Absolutely not. They're as pissed as we are. They're not stupid. The persecution of Trump is specialized teams. There's only two teams going after him. Two federal teams. Out of hundreds. It's the same thing. Selected crazy jurisdictions like D.C. and Atlanta and Manhattan. And I'm not here kissing the feds' ass. They want us to have a civil war. I'm just simply stating the feds are just like us in a country captured by this tyranny. They want us to have a civil war. They're not our enemies. It's the feds that are giving us the documents on the human trafficking. It's the feds telling us the new lockdowns are coming, the good ones. And some of these are extremely senior. I haven't reached out to my most senior federal contact. I'm going to do that tomorrow, but that can't be done over my phone. That has to be done from another location. And we have to go through a lot of stuff to do this stuff. This is serious business, folks. This is serious business. And I want listeners to realize how serious this is. They estimate, and I've got the UN food chief admitting it, that 80-plus million people during the lockdown starved to death in the last 3.5 years. That's on top of the 15 million that die a year on average. That's 80 million people that starved to death, folks. They do new lockdowns. They'll be mild here because we're land of the free, home of the brave. As bad as we are, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. But they do this in the third world. Man, it's mass murder. It's just insane. Not just the suicides here, not just the old people getting killed on ventilators, and not just the therapeutics being denied, and you know, millions die. We're talking about tens upon tens upon tens upon tens upon tens of millions of people. That's how evil the globalists are. Wait till you learn the developments next hour from Maui as a microcosm of this. So I want to get to how the PSYOP works, and I predicted this 3 years ago, but it unfortunately happened just like I knew the enemy was doing it, because I've got their number. That's all I do is study them. Eat, drink, sleep, dream. That's all I do. We know what they're going to pull. They've already pulled it. And I want to explain it coming up in a moment. But since I said I'd show you, let's go ahead and do it. I'm going to show you some news headlines and a couple of the clips of the dozens of the absolute fear-mongering which started Friday night ahead of the magic new shot that I didn't even know they had ready. They didn't announce until Friday. Oh, don't worry, the virus is deadly, it's horrible, it's really bad, hospitalizations up 60%, but don't worry, we've got a new shot in the middle of September. What was the TSA told? Your masks go back in September 15th. Were the new protocols you'll have next week? Border Patrol told, middle of September, new protocols. All the newscasts say September 15th.
We caught them with their pants down. They already had their script out. They already had it battle planned. I'm just irritated with myself that I was contacted Tuesday and didn't get back with them until Thursday because I'm just so overwhelmed. And I'm not complaining. I feel guilty, actually. I wasn't on this earlier. But it was the Lord works mysterious ways because we caught them 5-6 hours before they did it. And the people went, what the hell? He just said it and they just did it. People are like, there's no way. People are too awake. No. And it was like, boom. They're like, whoa. Yep, New York hospital reinstates mask mandate. It's on, folks. So let's go to one of the clips. Let's go to clip 40. Yeah, there's 50-something clips here. Let's go to clip 40 with a few of these newscasts.
Across the U.S., with hospitalizations up 60% in the last month, according to the CDC. CBS's Errol Barnett on what's behind the summer increase.
COVID didn't take a summer vacation.
I do expect the numbers to go up a little bit more just because there's been a lot of activity.
Dr. Bernard Kamens is the medical director for infection prevention at Mount Sinai.
We are traveling. A lot of families are on vacation, and so it's exposure.
COVID numbers are rising again. How concerned are you about that?
It's not a cause for alarm. I think it's important for us to just pay attention, especially those who are at risk for hospitalizations or deaths from COVID.
The highest risk groups for severe illness from respiratory viruses like COVID include the elderly, young children, people who are immunocompromised, and pregnant women.
For people considering a COVID shot, do you recommend they wait?
Yes, I do think that the best thing to do is to wait until the new booster is available.
Vaccines for other viruses like the flu are available now. The new COVID booster could be available as early as...
Oh, they cut the clip as mid-September. Guys, I don't know why that got cut off, but that's in the clip. Let's play another clip here. And notice just like 3.5 years ago, oh, it's not a big thing. Just be ready. They're getting your confidence now. They're rolling it out. Let's go ahead and play clip one. Media and scientists unleash new COVID-19 fear campaign. Here it is.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again on the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out? Ann Thompson asked the CDC director.
This summer, most Americans left COVID in the past, gathering together once again mask-free. But tonight, signs of a COVID resurgence. Across the country, COVID hospitalizations jumped more than 14% in the most recent week, but far lower than pandemic levels. NBC News medical contributor Dr. Kavita Patel.
What's behind this uptick in COVID that we're seeing?
The main driver of this is a variant that's relatively newer to the scene, EG5. It's easier to give and get, so that makes it kind of easier to pass along.
It's been almost a year since the last COVID booster came out. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
The new COVID booster is expected to be approved by the FDA, and then we will make recommendations from the CDC probably by the second or third week of...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Here's BBC. It's the same numbers we gave you a year ago from the insurance companies. Some groups are having a 45% death increase. On average, it's about 12. Usually you have up 1 point, down a half a point. You know, it varies. No, the life expectancy is plunging. It's all happening. After you took all the shots, experts call for urgent investigations as excess deaths spark dangerous theories. The Express of the UK newspaper. An urgent investigation is needed into why excess deaths are near pandemic levels, because the lack of explanation is fueling wild and dangerous theories. Government figures suggest the number of extra unnecessary fatalities this year is at an all-time high, particularly, and it goes on, the 15 to 44 age group. Meanwhile, we've got all these studies. New study proves Pfizer vaccine causes turbo cancer in rats. Rutgers set to disenroll students on August 15th if not compliant with COVID vaccine mandates. Remember these young cyclists from a single Belgian team who were suddenly afflicted with severe heart problems shortly after receiving the COVID vaccine. And it goes on and on and on. Interesting cartoon. It shows the devil talking to one of his demons. Voting in the new year. Evil plans for 2023? The demon asks the devil. The devil hands him a mask and says, oh, let's just do 2020 again. I think that says it all. And I got Bill Gates telling you, oh, the next plague will be even worse. So here's how it works. They call all the flu deaths in 2020, 2021. There was no flu in the world, they said. Preposterous. Remember that?
they said, oh, it's COVID. Then you take the shots starting in 2021, and death rates, show the graphs, go straight up. And now there's all this death in the people that have had their immune systems destroyed, who have been taking these shots. And in the studies, it's almost all the vaccinated. And they turn around and say, oh, it's COVID's really bad. We got record deaths. You need to take more of the shots, they admit, don't protect you and erase your immune system. I played the clip on Friday, trying to dig it up again, of Biden. Twice, but also the different leaders around the world, New Zealand, Germany, you name it, saying, if you take the shot, you cannot get COVID or spread COVID. That was when they've been given the shots for 6 months. They know it made you more sick. Studies show it makes you more sick. Destroys your immune system. Makes you get COVID in many cases. And then Biden blamed the unvaccinated for the problems that were happening. But we know that's not the case. If you have normal immunity to anything, you're bulletproof. But they told you that didn't exist. We played it on Friday. It's two clips. Biden says, if you've had the COVID shot, you're protected. You can't get COVID. You can't share COVID. You've got Rachel Maddow saying it. You've all seen the clips. Let me know when you get it, okay, guys? No, that's not it. That's the compilation of him blaming people that haven't had the shots. It doesn't matter. We'll play it next hour, but I got another subject next hour. I know I sprung that on you. We played it Friday. Yeah, I think that's it. That's it. Okay, get the audio piped in and play the clip. Here it is.
For most Americans, one COVID shot each year will be all they need. And if you get it, you're protected. And if you don't, you're putting yourself and other people on unnecessary risk. The shot is free.
And we've got all these other clips. Yeah, what we played Friday was three clips. Two of him saying it and Jacinda Ardern. So see if you can find that. Because I don't want to, I'm not like mainstream media. I don't tell you something and then not show you. I want you to see it for yourselves. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. And this is a big, big, big deal. I've got a lot more on this that I haven't gotten into yet. And we will continue to cover it. But I want to cover, again, the other big leg of this. And that's these clips and these news articles everywhere that I'll show you right now of the head of the World Food Program. Saying, oh, we need all this money, we need all this UN power, when I can play you, and I'll do this tomorrow, because I forgot to tell the crew to do it. Actually, I did, one of them forgot, but it's no big deal. Tomorrow at the start of the show, so you guys got plenty of time, I want a compilation of John Kerry the last 6 months, all over the world, he did it again 3 weeks ago, saying, we need to cut food production all over the world to stop starvation and to stop global warming. So if a diver doesn't have enough oxygen in their tank, we need to take the oxygen out of their tank so they don't asphyxiate. That's not the word. Asphyxiate. I'm having a Jesse Jackson moment where I can't talk. Asphyxiate. How do you say it? Asphyxiate. Yeah, can't do it. Hey, just try going underwater without oxygen, see how it does for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm turning to Joe Biden here. I mean, look, if people want to be killed by this, if this is what you want, knock yourselves out and enjoy yourselves. Okay? But you will smother, you will die of lack of oxygen if you don't have oxygen. And it's the same thing here. They're cutting the food off worldwide. And then telling us that it's our fault and then blaming it on COVID and global warming. That's the plan. Collapse the world by 2030 and tell you while they administratively shut everything off, your power, energy, your food, your fertilizer, your police, everything, while they tell you and concentrate and transfer that power that it's your fault. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. So I'm going to wait on the UN food director till tomorrow. Or maybe at the end of the next hour. Because here's the deal. They're all like 30-minute speeches by John Kerry. I don't want to play those here. Can somebody in there pull up John Kerry says shut down farms? John Kerry says shut down farms to stop global warming. And he actually says we've got to cut food production 30%. That's kind of powerful while they're already doing that. And then I have the UN food director on video and all the articles right here. United Nations Food Chief David Beasley warns that hell on earth, food shortage will occur in 2023 as a result of fertilizer shortages. The world produces enough food to feed everybody on the planet, over 7.7 billion people. 50% of that food is because of fertilizer. So if you don't have fertilizer, you can't harvest and the yields that you need. This is like turning the oxygen off to somebody in a submarine. They know exactly what they're doing, and we better take it serious. Yeah, slashing farm emissions, critical to fighting climate change, John Kerry says. We'll play the videos. They're on Twitter. We're going to do it. Because this is total war, and almost no one's covering it. Almost no one is taking it serious. And I'm tired of sitting here and watching him kill people administratively, like we'll expose next hour has happened in Maui. It's all a test. It's all to see what they can get away with. Because here's the Times of London headline. Billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation. And they say, cut off the food and starve you. And then the UN, the very group doing it, comes out and says they're saving you. By the way, I can't fund this operation without your support and your help. Plus, we've got great products you need. With all the things happening to people's cardiovascular systems and all the things that are happening in the environment, Dr. Judy Mikovits has talked about our nitric boost product, what it does for your cardiovascular system and your blood and all the garbage that's out there in the environment right now. Everyone should be on, men, women, and children, on nitric boost. And it does so many other great things for the body. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have 3,000 milligram CBD that you take internally. Does incredible things for your neurological systems, your joints and bones. And we have 1,000 milligram salve that's incredible for aches and pains and arthritis and things like that. It's under the private label Rebel Zen. It's the top brand in the country, the strongest, the best, made right here in Texas. We get it 33% off discount to pass on to you under the name Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen. At InfoWarsStore.com. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. We have a cent of the sale, but it's going to be done by tomorrow. 10% off storable food, water filters and air filters. That's a massive discount on that. There's not much markup there. Get your water filters and air filters and food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word. Hour number two is going to be so critical. Coming up straight ahead.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.